So, bit of a question for you. Do you play footy or maybe a bit of martial arts? Or, hey, maybe you've got a daughter who's into those kinds of sports. As we all know, these sports, they do require quite a fair bit of physical contact between players. And people can definitely get hurt. I know if I played that, I would be in a lot of pain. Oh, I bruise like a peach, so probably not the best sport for me. And in fact, there's one concern that for some women in contact sports, but should we actually be so worried? Is it such a big issue? So joining us this morning is Claire Minahan, Associate Professor of Sports Physiology and Performance from Griffith University, to talk us through a little bit more about this here on The Daily, about women in contact sports. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
So there's been some studies that show women are at a higher risk of injury in contact sports than men. One published last year said that female players in these sports are 2 to 10 times more likely to rupture their ACL. How actually concerning are these results, though?
Yeah, they are. That is an accurate summary of the findings in recent times, and that's been a large increase in lower limb injuries in females who play contact sports. We don't know the exact reason why, and if we did, I guess we would have a better way of preventing those injuries. It could be the way they land. It could be the way they change direction. It could be something to do with their preparation. And we know boys tend to have played contact sports, football for instance, from very young ages, and some of these sports are quite new to women who perhaps have played them young but then had to give them up because there wasn't a program of competition for them, and then have returned to these contact sports later in life, around sort of age 15, 16, 17, and may not be used to some of that contact, if you like. But it's really important to acknowledge that these injuries are often not part of the contact, so that they do occur just with a player by themselves who might be landing, who might be changing direction. So it's not necessarily as a result of the contact itself.
Well, what exactly are the actual benefits of contact sports, though, compared to, say, non-contact sports?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. There's some recent research, actually, that's just shown that your injuries such as concussion and broken limbs and things can be just as high in traditionally non-contact sports, that is, skateboarding and things like that. So when we think about injuries in contact sports and women playing these sports, we shouldn't be particularly alarmed about them. The benefits far outweigh the risks, should I say. So the benefits of contact sports are that they're usually team sports. So if we look at the football codes, you know, many of those are contact sports. And it does require that girls become strong and that engage in strength training programs. And this can be incredibly beneficial to their health, to their bone health in later life. And given the fact that they are team sports, there's that camaraderie, there's team building skills, excellent for mental health and social networking and well-being. So there's numerous benefits to being involved in team sports, and some of those are contact sports.
Like, sure, there might be a chance of injury, but I think the benefits way outweigh any possible negatives. Well, speaking of this, there are stories of injured female players, and there's already a gender stereotype, as you were mentioning before, forcing younger women out and then coming back. Do you think these stories and of injury rates, do you think that's kind of a turnoff, or do you think that we should be changing our way of thinking about the injury of women sustained in sports?
Yeah, I think it's important for individuals to have that knowledge about the risks of doing anything, really. But if there is a heightened risk of injury playing a sport, then an individual needs to have that knowledge so they can make their own informed choice about whether they play it or not. But we do have to put them into perspective, and I think equally we should be talking about the benefits of playing sports, team sports and contact sports for girls. I think what's really interesting is the participation rates in football, AFL or Aussie rules in particular, has increased over the last 12 to 2 years, in Queensland at least, by up to 20%. So it doesn't seem to be turning girls off playing and enrolling in teams, that is contact sport teams.
Mm, and like anything, there's always a risk of injury with any sport. Well, what can we do to be encouraging more women to get into contact sports?
Yeah, I think as we do begin to encourage girls to play team sports and contact sports, that we have the infrastructure set up to be able to do that safely. And that means having coaches teaching correct tackling techniques, correct landing techniques, strength and conditioning coaches who are qualified to be able to train women, and that might be slightly differently to men, to ensure that they're strong enough and prepared for this type of activity. And also to be mindful that we give women the opportunity to play on adequate fields and not substandard fields. It has happened in the past where you'll find the male players playing on the main field and then sometimes the female players having to train and play on substandard fields. I think these things are changing, which is a real positive for women participation in contact sports.
It's great to see things change and, you know, more women get into these contact sports because they're really just so good for people. Claire, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been my absolute pleasure.
That was Claire Minahan, Associate Professor of Sports Physiology and Performance from Griffith University, talking to us on The Daily this morning about women in contact sports and, well, why we should be encouraging them to, you know, take part in contact sports despite any potential risks of injury.